Prince Harry handed second job tackling fake news. By Victoria Friedman on March 25, 2021. Prince Harry has been given a job as a member of the Commission on Information Disorder by an American think tank, where he will work to combat fake news. The Duke of Sussex, described by the Aspen Institute as a humanitarian, military veteran, mental wellness advocate, and environmentalist, announced that he would be taking on the challenge of countering the avalanche of misinformation online, which he claimed had become a humanitarian issue. Harry said in a statement reported by The Guardian on Wednesday, "The experience of today's digital world has inundated us with an avalanche of misinformation, affecting our ability as individuals as well as societies to think clearly and truly understand the world we live in. It is my belief that this is a humanitarian issue and as such, it demands a multi-stakeholder response from advocacy groups, members of the media, academic researchers, and both government and civil society leaders," Meghan's husband added. It is the second role that the prince, formerly a working member of the British royal family, has confirmed to have taken in recent days. Earlier this week, it was revealed that Harry had taken on the role of chief impact officer at a San Francisco startup that sells employee coaching services to firms. The chief executive of BetterUp, Alexis Robichaud, has denied that his company took on the prince as a publicity stunt. While tackling so-called fake news in the media in his latest role, Harry and his wife Meghan were recently forced to correct a false story they had perpetuated themselves. During a tell-all interview with Oprah Winfrey earlier this month, the couple had claimed that they were secretly married by the Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, in their garden 3 days before their multi-million-pound public royal wedding. Meghan had told the talk show host, "You know, 3 days before our wedding, we got married. So, like, the vows that we have framed in our room are just the two of us in our backyard with the Archbishop of Canterbury," the former TV actress claimed. Prince Harry backed up his wife's claims, saying it was just the three of us. Figures in the clergy questioned the remarks, given that under Church of England and English secular law, a wedding must be conducted in an officially recognized location and be witnessed by two other people, and a couple who are already married cannot marry again. A spokesman for the woke couple was forced to confirm this week to the media that Meghan and Harry had privately exchanged personal vows a few days before their official/legal wedding on May 19, and were not married before their public wedding as claimed. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.